Multi-State Essay Questions and Answers, February 2008, Separac Bar Review, Question 7. On October 1, DACT Corporation, hereinafter referred to as DC, a State AE Corporation, borrowed $300,000 from State Bank, a State AE Bank. On behalf of DC, DC's president signed a written security agreement, giving State Bank a security interest in DC's State Bank checking account, which was a demand account, to secure its obligation to repay the loan. State Bank did not file a financing statement reflecting that interest. On December 1, First Bank, another State AE Bank, agreed to loan $60,000 to DC. DC's president, on behalf of DC, signed a written security agreement granting First Bank a security interest in all of DC's office equipment and deposit accounts. First Bank immediately advanced $60,000 to DC, and filed a financing statement reflecting its interest. First Bank's financing statement was filed in the correct filing office in State AE, and listed the collateral as office equipment and deposit accounts. It correctly identified First Bank as the secured party, and it correctly gave the address of the debtor as 123 Smith Street, City, State AE. However, First Bank's financing statement incorrectly listed the name of the debtor as DACT Incorporated, rather than DACT Corporation, which was the correct name of the company as reflected on its certificate of incorporation and other public records. Despite this error, a search under the name DACT Corporation, using the State AE Filing Office's standard search logic, would turn up the financing statement listing DACT Incorporated as the debtor. Shortly after receiving the loan from First Bank, DC defaulted on the obligations it owed to State Bank and First Bank. On December 23, State Bank obtained a judgment against DC, in connection with its unpaid $300,000 loan. On January 3 of the following year, a State AE sheriff levied, on DC's office equipment on behalf of State Bank. 1. As between First Bank and State Bank, which has a superior claim to DC's checking account at State Bank. Explain. 2. As between First Bank and State Bank, which has a superior claim to DC's office equipment. Explain. Multi-State Essay Questions and Answers, February 2008, Separac Bar Review, Answer Analysis of Question 7, Secured Transactions. Issue, 1. As between the bank, in which a deposit account is maintained and a bank that has filed a financing statement covering the account, whose security interest in the account has priority. Issue 2a. Is a financing statement effective to perfect a security interest, when the financing statement does not give the debtor's correct name, but a search under the correct name would reveal the financing statement? Issue 2b. Does a perfected security interest have priority over a judicial lien that has attached to collateral? Answer discussion. A security interest in a deposit account is perfected only if the secured party has control of the account. First Bank did not have control of the deposit account, State Bank did. Thus, State Bank's interest is the only perfected interest, and State Bank's claim is superior to First Bank's claim. First Bank's interest in DACT Corporation's office equipment was perfected even though its financing statement gave an incorrect name for DACT Corporation, hereinafter referred to as DC. Because a search of the filing office records using DC's correct name would disclose the financing statement, it is effective to perfect First Bank's interest. Because First Bank is a perfected secured party, its interest prevails over the interest of State Bank, a judgment creditor whose lien attached after First Bank had perfected its interest. Explanation to point 1, 45-55% of your score. First Bank did not have control of DC's deposit account at State Bank. As a result, First Bank's interest is unperfected, and is subordinate to State Bank's perfected interest, even though First Bank filed a financing statement, and State Bank did not. DC's checking account at State Bank is a deposit account for Article 9 purposes. The facts state that the account is a demand account, and demand accounts are Article 9 deposit accounts. Both State Bank and First Bank have enforceable security interests in the account because the following criteria are fulfilled. 1. DC's president signed a security agreement granting each bank an interest in the account. 2. DC has rights in the account, and 3. Each bank extended value to DC by giving DC a loan. Although First Bank filed a financing statement covering the deposit account, First Bank's interest is not perfected. Under UCC Section 9312, a security interest in a deposit account may be perfected only by control. Under UCC Section 9104, a creditor only has control of a deposit account if 1. The secured party is the bank with which the deposit account is maintained. Here, the bank account is at State Bank, not First Bank. 2. The bank where the account is held has agreed in writing to follow the instructions of the secured party. Here, no such agreement exists. Or 3. The secured party becomes the bank's customer with respect to the account, which was not done. Because none of the UCC Section 9104 requirements for control has been met by First Bank, First Bank's security interest in the bank account is unperfected. State Bank, on the other hand, does have a perfected security interest in the deposit account, even though it did not file a financing statement, because State Bank is the bank with which the deposit account is maintained, and therefore has control of the account. As between an unperfected secured creditor, that is, First Bank, and a perfected secured creditor, State Bank, the perfected secured creditor has the superior claim to the collateral. Explanation to point 2a. 20-30% of your score. First Bank's security interest in DC's office equipment is perfected despite the error in DC's name on the financing statement. First Bank filed a financing statement covering DC's office equipment. For a financing statement to be effective under UCC Section 9502, it must contain three pieces of information. 1. The name of the debtor. 2. The name of the secured party. And 3. An indication of the collateral. In the case of First Bank's financing statement, the name of the secured party is correct, and the collateral is sufficiently indicated as office equipment. DC's office equipment would be categorized as equipment under Article 9, the name of the debtor, however, contains an error. The issue is whether this error renders the financing statement ineffective. Under UCC Section 9506, minor errors do not render a financing statement ineffective, unless those errors make the financing statement seriously misleading. However, a corporation is a registered organization, and under Section 9503, a financing statement sufficiently states the name of a registered organization only if the financing statement provides the name of the organization that is indicated on the public record that shows the debtor to have been organized. Here, the financing statement should have stated the debtor's name as DART Corporation. Moreover, under Section 9506, a financing statement that fails sufficiently to provide the name of the debtor in accordance with Section 9503 is seriously misleading. Thus, First Bank's failure to include DC's correct name on the financing statement raises the possibility that the financing statement will be deemed seriously misleading, and therefore ineffective. Luckily, for First Bank, however, UCC Section 9506 provides a safe harbor that deals with this situation. Even where the debtor's name is incorrect on the financing statement, if a search of the records of the filing office under the debtor's correct name, using the filing office's standard search logic, if any, would disclose a financing statement that otherwise fails to provide the name of the debtor, the name provided does not make the financing statement seriously misleading. The facts state that a search in the State A filing office using DC's correct name, DART Corporation, will turn up the filed financing statement, even though it incorrectly states the name of the debtor as Dart Incorporated. As a result, First Bank's financing statement is not seriously misleading under the relevant Article 9 provisions, and First Bank's interest is perfected. Explanation to point 2b. 20-30% of your score. First Bank's perfected security interest in the office equipment is superior to State Bank's judgment lien. First Bank's claim to the office equipment is superior to State Bank's claim. First Bank is a perfected secured creditor, and State Bank is a judgment lien creditor. Under UCC Section 9317, a judgment lien creditor takes priority over a security interest only if the creditor becomes a lien creditor before the conflicting security interest is perfected. State Bank became a lien creditor when the sheriff levied, on January 3. First Bank, however, perfected its security interest in the office equipment by filing on December 1, a month earlier.